What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Shiny Sean, coming to you with another episode, episode 2. Hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week, and without any further inductions, let's commence into the hot topic. So, we're going to have a moment of silence for right now, so let me do this real quick. All right, thank you. So that moment of silence was for my boy Kobe. I definitely forgot to... Well, I didn't forget because the first episode came out last Monday, and that was the 25th, and the actual anniversary of his passing was the 26th. But I definitely wanted to talk about it for just for a little bit. But it's just crazy, man. It's really crazy that he is gone. It really has been, you know, a year. And it's crazy how time went by so fast. But rest in peace to Kobe. Rest in peace to Gigi. Rest in peace to everyone else that were in the helicopter crash. My prayers go out to Vanessa. It goes out to Kobe's, you know, daughters. And to everyone that's just hurting, you know, that is still hurting, that's still coping. But just Kobe, he still lives in us. His mentality, just how he lived and just how he treated everyone, just how he was a girl dad, just how he was a father, a brother, a mentor, you know, a teammate. He was that guy, man. And so he lives on forever in our hearts and in our daily lives. But anyway, let's commence into rest in peace, Kobe, Gigi, and everyone else that got in the helicopter crash. Whew. All right, let's commence into the next hot topic. Guys, it's February. You already know what it is. Black History Month. Yes, sir. So what I want y'all to do for Black History Month, for the month of February, is... learn something new that you didn't know for Black History Month. Learn something new about Black history that you never knew before. Just do something for the month of February, man. And I just want to thank all my ancestors. Everyone's like, just especially for the African American community, just our ancestors, man, because they did so much and sacrificed so much to get to where we are today, and we still aren't where we need to be, but it's better than nothing at all. So shout out to Black History Month. And I actually might, next episode, because it is still in February, I might hit y'all with an interesting fact for Black History Month that maybe y'all know, maybe y'all not, might not know. I might reconsider. Yeah, I might do that. And so for the last hot topic for today, y'all, I know the inauguration was January 20th. We already know there was like some protest threats, you know, armed protests with the Trump supporters. You know, I know it's been a couple weeks, you know, we in the month of February, but y'all still stay alert, please. Stay woke. You know, it's, the world is crazy, and Trump supporters and protesters, they still out there. You know, they still looking. They still trigger happy, you know. So just be safe out there, man. Don't drive alone at night by yourself. Have a group with you. You know, don't be alone. Just stay alert, stay woke. You know, just be safe out there. All right, before we commence into the main topic, I'm actually doing something new for season 3. And so that is the question section. kind of rhyme. But for the question section is, yes, my people, my audience, I'm giving y'all a chance to get more involved into the show. Besides, you know, of course, the call-in section is y'all can hit me up on all my social medias. So Twitter is it's capital I it's capital S Shani underscore Sean. That's my Twitter. My Instagram, Shani, S-H-O-N-N-Y underscore Sean 2. Snapchat, capital G Gahanna, G-A-H-A-N-N-A 22. Yeah, I know I had that back in middle school. Don't roast me, don't judge me. But but you can hit me up on any one of those platforms and give me a question. And so that question can be about anything. If you need, you know, some advice on a certain, you know, topic or a question, I'll answer it. I'll answer it the best way I can. Or if you want to just hear my opinion on something, you know, you want to hear my thoughts, I'll answer that too. So, yeah, just give me a question. Send it to one of my social media platforms. I'll look at it and then I'll put it on the show and I'll shout you out. So the first question by Mr. Nathaniel Russell, aka Nasty Nate. Shout out to Nasty Nate. Please everybody go follow him on social media and on YouTube. He got a YouTube channel called The Nasty Nate. Go follow him. But his question was, what is the best advice to get over a person who you once crushed on? I mean, thank you for the question, Nate. To just get over your crush, someone that you crushed on, I would just say it's just, you know, did y'all had a thing? But even if it's just a crush, you want to just get over a person, like, it all starts with you, to be honest. It's like, it just depends on, you know, how much you love yourself at the end of the day. Because, you know, a lot that happens to a lot of people. You know, some people, you know, we can't get literally over, you know, relationship wise. You know, we really can't get over that person. Or shoot, when, you know, a friendship, you know, you and your friends, you know, y'all not talking anymore. Y'all kind of like, what do you say, like a friendship broke up or something like that. But like, you're not really, you know, riding with the person no more. You know, it's kind of hard to get over that person because y'all build a connection, y'all build a bond, a relationship. Now this is you just crushing on someone. You know, you can get over that easy. You know, I don't think it's hard to get over. You know, but just in general, just getting over a person, you know, it's just, it really depends on you. You know, it's literally, it's that it's kind of seemed like that dependency. So it's just, you know, love yourself. You know, love yourself. And that's, hopefully I answered the question the best way I can for you, Nate. But, all right, y'all, that's it. And we're going to commence into the main topic. All right. Let's begin. All right, y'all, I want y'all to picture this, right? I gave you a $100 bill, right? So, I have $100 bills right here. I crumble it up. Let's just say I just crumble up the $100 bill. And then I give it to you. How much is that? Your answer should be it's still a $100 bill. Okay. Now, let's just say I crumble it up some more. I smash it. I smash it up. And I give it to you. What is it? Still a $100 bill, right? Okay. Okay, let's just say I'll crumble it up. You know what? Let me just uncrumble it. You know, I'm just sick and tired of this. I'm just going to rip it up. I'm just going to rip it up some more. And then I give it to you. You would tape it back together, right? You can if you want to. But how much is it still worth? $100 bills. Sean, where are you going with this? This is where I'm going. The world will try to beat you up. The world will try to rip you apart. It tries to kill, steal, and destroy. It try to make you feel like you're nothing. It try to make you crumble into a ball and feel like you don't have no value, that you don't have no worth. That's what the world does to you. But I want to let you know today that you have worth. You have value because at the end of the day, you can put yourself back together. At the end of the day, you may be crumbled. You may be stomped on. But at the end of the day, you still that $100 bill. You still got worth. You still got value on you. You're still you. And that's what the topic for today is. It's about worth. I'm going to give you a story. The story of Mary. So y'all already know, y'all, I'm a Christian. I do this. So let's commence. In the story of Mary, y'all know Jesus' mother, Mary. She got pregnant by the Holy Spirit. God blessed her with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. So people found out that Mary is pregnant and she's supposed to be a virgin, right? So got word to Mary's husband, Joseph. And so he was like, you know, we're not going to get married because you're pregnant and you're not pregnant by me. So obviously you cheated on me. So yeah, we're done. No, yeah, no, that's it. Cut. Snip, snip. We're done. Finito. But and of course, you know, the angel came down to Joseph saying, you know, God bless her with this child. Still marry her. And so once we received that message, he was like, okay, God, I trust you. I'm a marry Mary. Marry Mary. I'm a marry her. She's still going to be my wife. People was in Joseph's ear. Don't marry Mary. Don't. What you doing, bro? Don't marry her. She pregnant, bro. The baby not even yours. She a hoe? Bro, I don't even know why you're doing it, bro. Don't waste your time. Bro, there's so much fish in the sea, bro. There's so much fish in the sea, bro. Don't marry her. And the reason why people said that to him, because they didn't know Mary's worth. They didn't know who Mary was. They didn't know Mary's value. They didn't know that the Holy Spirit birthed her into the man who saved our sins. They didn't know her worth. They didn't know who she was. But Joseph did. Once when the angel came down and told him. Joseph did. Like, that's my wife. She has great. I'm not about to listen to anybody else. I know who she is. I know she's not this. I know she's not a cheater. I know she's not a hoe. I know her worth. I know her value. Let's go to another story. The story of David. David versus Goliath. Everybody knows. Everybody at least should know this story. David and Goliath. David didn't have no sword. He had a slingshot. And so he was like, I'm going to challenge Goliath. I'm going to kill this man. You know? But everybody making fun of him. Because Goliath, that's a swole dude. He big, he heavy, bro. He be killing everybody. Goliath is that guy. You don't want to mess with Goliath. And, you know, people that lived in the village that he was, no one didn't want to mess with him. No one didn't want to fight him. Someone had to fight him, but no one didn't want to fight. They were scared. They were timid. But when David stepped up, everybody laughed at him. Everybody made fun of him, saying, oh, you can't do it. You think you're going to defeat Goliath? Look at you. You a toothpick, bro. That man like 7 foot. I don't swole. Tooth solid. You can't kill him. They did that because they didn't know his worth. They did that because they didn't know who he was. God was like, David, you got this. I made you. I created you. You are made for greatness. I got you. Go ahead. Use that slingshot. Bow. Killed him. Killed Goliath. And he became a king. Wow. So people, that's what the topic for today is our worth and our value. Don't let no friends, no family, no groups. Don't let the world tell you who you are. Don't let them tell you your worth because they don't know nothing about you. They don't know your worth. They don't know your value. They don't know who you are. They don't. And a lot of, and we let people tell us who we are, and we dog ourselves. We feel little by doing that. We got to stop doing that. We got to. We got to know our worth. And it takes time. It takes time to know your worth, people. It's not something that easily can be attained. No. And it comes with self-love. Y'all know I talked about self-love all the time for season 2 and season 1. It's building self-love to know your worth, know your value, know that you're great, know that you are somebody. It takes time to build that. You can't build right off the bat. But we can't let people tell us who we are. We can't. That's not an option no more. And I'm going to give you an example of me, and then we're going to break it down to 3 sections. But before, the 3 sections is complete, confidence, and committed for knowing your worth, your value. So we're going to talk about me, y'all. I didn't know my worth. I didn't know my worth at all. I didn't know who I was, and I'm still growing. We're still human. I'm still growing each and every day. But I didn't know my worth towards relationships. Let's just say that. Let's go back to, actually, let's go back to high school. Yeah, we're going to start at high school. Y'all, I was so dependent on love, y'all. I was so dependent on love because I wanted love. I wanted love so bad. I wanted to be loved. Not saying I didn't receive love. I received love from my family. I received love from my boys, my teammates. I received that type of love, but I wanted a girl. I wanted somebody to be with me. I wanted that type of love. But I didn't love myself. I didn't love myself fully, to a full extent. And how, Sean, how can you love yourself? How can you not love yourself, but then try to love someone else? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It never works. And so I was dependent on love during that time. And, you know, I try to get into relationships. I try to, you know, try it out. I try to, you know, shoot my shot. And your boy, his game was not good. I'm keeping on with you. I didn't have no game in high school. I did not have no game. So I got rejected all the time. Or like, nah, you're just a friend, Sean. You're a friend to me, or you're a brother to me. I got those a lot in high school. And a little bit in college too. But I was hurt about that, man. I was hurt about that. And then I went to a point where, dang, if I can't get the girl that I want, I'm going to just settle for less. I can't find a girl that I want. So I'm desperate for anything. I just need love. I just want love. And I didn't know my worth. Because girls that I was trying to talk to in high school, it ain't it, bruh. It was not it. I don't even know what I was thinking. It wasn't it. Because I didn't know my worth, which led to I didn't know my standards. I didn't know my standards of what I want in a relationship. And so it affected me. It affected me. It was a lot of tears, a lot of hurt. But as soon as the end of my high school, beginning of my college, I started to love myself. I started to take actual time into love myself and to know who I am and to know my worth and to know that I'm better than this. Like that girl that I was trying to shoot my shot and I miss, man, she missing out. Cause I know my worth. I know I'm a good man. I know that I'ma treat someone's daughter right. I know I'ma treat someone's daughter like a queen. I know I'ma do that. Now, having that mentality, I know I'm going to do that. I know I'm capable of doing that. So if a girl miss out, that's on her. Keep it pushing. But I didn't know that at the time. So it takes time to build your worth, y'all. But anyways, let's commence. Complete. Your worth, it builds completion. Your worth, Knowing your worth is, again, knowing who you are. Is, again, knowing your standards in everything you do. It makes you whole. And we want to be a whole mess, y'all. Shout out to my professor, Professor Douglas, for talking about this. You want to be a whole mess, y'all. Y'all want to be a whole mentally, be whole emotionally, be whole socially, and be whole spiritually. We want to become a whole mess. Want to be a whole mess. We want to be whole physically, mentally, and spiritually. But knowing your worth, you know who you are, which leads to you know your strength and your flaws. You know what to work on to become better, to grow, to evolve, to grow, to glow. So your worth, you feel completed. You feel good. You know, you have an idea and an idea and a focus on, okay, what I have to do to work on or my flaws or okay, this is what I want in a relationship. This is who I want. And this is who I want in my circle of friends. That's another thing. Friends. You know, it builds up your standards. Your worth, it builds up your standards on who you are and what you will accept and what you won't tolerate. Second step, confidence. Knowing your worth, knowing your value, it builds confidence. Now, please, y'all, we have to know the difference between confidence and being cocky. Confidence and being cocky. Confidence, you feel confident in yourself. You feel like, okay, I know what I want to do. I know what I got to do, so I'm going to do it. I know I can accomplish it. I know I can achieve these goals. I know I can be successful. I know I can do it. Now, cocky, yeah, I got that in the bag, you feel me? I got that in the bag. I can do this, you feel me? Like, yeah. Oh, man, what? Slight. No. We don't want to be cocky. We don't want to be cocky. We want to have confidence because confidence builds good character. It does. It builds good character. But yeah, no, we don't want to be cocky. Confidence is a strength that comes with your worth, that comes with your value. Because again, like I said, you know your flaws and you know your strengths. So your strengths, you're going to be confident about it. You're going to be confident. Example, me. I would say I'm a great communicator. I'm a great communicator. I love to talk and solve problems through communication instead of fighting. I want to talk it out. I want to see how you feel. I want to understand your side and understand my side and how can we compromise? How can we fix and solve the solution? And find a solution to the problem. I'm confident in that. I know I can talk. Like, I'm a great communicator. That's something that I do. I'm not cocky about it. Because I'm cocky about it. I'm like, yeah, you know, I can talk, you feel me? Like, I can spit game. No. We don't need that. And lastly, is being committed. Knowing your worth, knowing your value, it builds a commitment in you because you know your standards, you know who you are. Then we start building goals for ourselves. Okay, I know what I want to do in life. I have an idea. I know my standard. I know who I am now. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know this is, I have an idea or this is what I want to be and this is what I want to become. We be committed. We be committed to ourselves first. And then we can be committed to other things, relationships, you know, your friendships. Be committed to, you know, working on your goals, working on your dreams, becoming the best you that you can be. You're going to be 100%. You're going to be giving it your all. But at the end of the day, it starts with you. We have to know our value, guys. We have to know our worth. Now, it's not, like I told y'all, it's not easy you can't just attain it that quickly. No, it takes time. It takes patience. You know, it takes time to know yourself. You can't just learn know yourself completely at night. No, it takes time because we're still growing. We're still growing. And we won't never stop growing. We'll always find something new from ourselves that we never expected. I can tell you this, by the age of 9, I hated sushi. I didn't like sushi. It seemed nasty to me, but now I love sushi. Never expect that. You learn something new every day. But all right, y'all. That is pretty much it, man. But at the end of the day, y'all are great. Yes, you. I'm talking to you right now. You are great. You are special. You are meant to be on this earth. You are worth something. You have value in your life. And I believe in you. Yes, you. I believe in you. You're going to accomplish great things. You're going to accomplish good things. You're going to turn things around. For yourself, for others around you, you're going to break bad habits that maybe didn't start with you, but maybe started from generations ago from your family. Because you know who you are. You know your worth. You know your value. And you're going to keep on building. You're going to keep on building your worth. And you're going to keep on building your value. And you're going to keep on growing into the best you that you can be. Young queens and young kings, I believe in you and I love you. All right, y'all. But y'all already know what time it is. We're going to break it down to the call-in section. So let's come. We have our first caller for today. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
What up? It's Joey.
Joey, my brother, man. What's been going on, bruh?
Man, you already know. I'm chilling. You know, we in a new state.
Yes, sir. And so, just for the call-in session today, man, just let them know, man, how you been, bro. I'm just calling to just check up on you, bro.
Man, I've been good. Life has been easy. I'm playing shots up right now if I sound tired.
I can tell, man. You trying to shoot like Kobe, man. Rest in peace.
Yo, you already know. But life has been pretty good. Just moved out to Washington. Back to Washington.
Yes, sir. My brother back in Seattle.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear from you guys. Life is always good for me. I don't really know what else to say.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. Just, I'm glad you called in, bro. Definitely had to check up on you, bro. Make sure you was good and straight. But, hey, man, you already know the vibes, bro. I'm proud of you. Keep on pushing through, bro. And keep on doing big things like you always been doing, big dog.
Hey, you too, man. You know, you're doing season 3, Shawty Sean, so just keep it up. Keep up the podcast. I'm excited to see what you do this season, man.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You stay blessed.
Yeah, too good.
And then we have our next caller. Car, please state your name and where you from.
What's the deal? I'm Priscilla from the 313, you know. Detroit in the house, okay?
Hey, Detroit. Represent 313. What up, Priscilla? Hey, just for today, for the call-in session, ain't no questions for Phil. I'm just checking up on you, see how you doing. So how you doing, girl?
Oh, you know, Sean, living another day, thanking God for every breath I breathe.
Facts.
You know, just taking everything day by day, you know what I'm saying? New semester, starting things off different.
As you should, period.
You know what I'm saying?
Let them know. Step you on know, people's throats. Hold on. Let's not go that far.
You don't get the same outcome. You funny. Damn, heck you
know. Oh, nah, you good. You good, girl. But nah, that's good. That's all that matters at the end of the day. As long as we moving forward and we just taking things one step at a time, that's no, all that matters. Definitely. All right, girl. Thank you again for calling in. Definitely got to check up on you. Make sure you cool and straight. And hope for to sure. hear from you. Call again soon. Forever.
No, I got you, though. I got you.
All right, babe. You have a good one.
All right. You too.
We have the last caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
My name is Jasmine. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Jasmine? Cousin, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing, cousin?
I'm good. So, for the call-in section for today, I'm just checking in on people. So, what's been going on, girl?
Nothing, you know, I just registered my business in December, you know, so just investing in myself.
Period. And that's actually crazy because you're actually the lucky caller for today. And just talk more about your brand. Shout your brand out.
So I'm the owner of Jasmilla's Treats. Y'all can check out both of my business pages. I have a Facebook and IG, Jasmilla's Treats. I got a special going on every Sunday, y'all, so just check me out.
Okay. Now, again, where can they follow you at?
Facebook and IG.
Okay, and what's your Facebook and what's your IG?
It's Jasmilla's Treats. So it's J-A-Z. Mm-hmm. N-I-L-L-A-S Treats, T-R-E-A-T-S.
Bet. Yeah, hit my cousin line because she got them good dessert. Mm, mm.
For sure. You won't be disappointed either.
Period. All right, cousin. Definitely going to have to see you soon. I'm glad all is well and definitely call again.
No problem. You know I got you.
All right, you have a good one.
You too.
That is it, young kings and queens. Man, have a good week. Go be great. Go be the best you that you can be. And put a smile on someone's face. And we'll see you next Monday. Shani, shana. Peace.